Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 46, The Woman and the Dragon. Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 16. Verse 13 reads, "When the dragon, that Satan, saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child." Now, as we've been saying, the woman has now become Israel. She is no longer Mary, as she was in the first part of this chapter. So Satan is pursuing Israel now. Verse 14, "The woman," meaning Israel, "was given the two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and a half a time out of the serpent's reach." Now we see this phrase, time, times, and half a time, in the book of Daniel. Prophetic futurists see this as 3.5 years. A time is 1 year, times is 2 years, two times a time, and a half a time would equal 3.5 years, and that's the second half of the tribulation. And where is the desert being talked about here that Israel flees to? Well, Daniel 11:41 states that Moab, Ammon, and Edom will not come under the control of the Antichrist. That is present-day Jordan. And it seems obvious to prophetic futurists that Jordan will house the fleeing Jews, that they will be safe from Satan. Isaiah 63:1 speaks of the Messiah coming with bloodstained clothes from Bozrah, which would be that part of Jordan. And prophetic futurists see that as when Jesus returns, he will lead the Jews out of present-day Jordan. His clothes are stained with blood from battle. Verse 15, "Then from his mouth," that's the devil's mouth, "the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth." Sounds like an earthquake. What this river is, it's a questionable thing. A lot of people have debated. You can look at my website for some of the ideas. Whatever the case, Satan was defeated. Verse 17, "Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's command." The rest of her offspring? Well, it could only be one of two people, or maybe both together. It could be other Jews, but I don't think so. I believe other offspring means Gentile Christians, because there will be Gentile coming to the Lord during the tribulation period. We saw that back in chapter 5. So the devil gives up on the remnant of Jews. They head over to Jordan and he goes after the Christians. Now, the first part of chapter 13, verse 1 is included in this section in the NIV, so we will read it. "And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea." The sea spoken of here has to be the Mediterranean Sea.